The 25th of July is the feast of the Apostle St. James. The Gospel is Matthew 20:20-28. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you're asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, it is appalling that this petition from the mother of James and John comes immediately after Jesus has said for the third time that he would be taken in Jerusalem, apprehended, and that he will be killed. It's like they're not listening, and neither is she. This is a tremendous lesson for us Christians. You see, this woman loved Jesus, loved her sons. She wanted the best for them. Actually, she believed that Jesus is the Messiah, that he was destined to be a great king. And what better than to want your sons to be so close to Jesus? But her entire understanding of the mission is wrong. They're thinking, they meaning the mother and the sons, in terms of importance and power. To be close to a monarch in the Middle East at that time was only possible for the members of the inner circle. And so think about the piercing of the heart of Jesus, because this is pretty late in the game, and they're still haven't essentially changed. They're enthusiastic to follow him, but they don't understand the heart of the gospel. So Jesus at that point does not address the mother any longer, but goes directly to the sons and asks them, "Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" The chalice means the passion. Are you willing to love me and partake of my sufferings? Never mind prestige and being in the right or the left. Are you willing to suffer with me? And my brothers and sisters, this is the same question the Lord is asking you and I today. Am I willing to suffer for the Lord? Is that really my desire? Or is it just to ask Him for the things that I'm interested in? So this is a great reversal of attitude. To seek Jesus, desiring to share in His sufferings, to accompany Him in His journey of suffering for the sake of salvation of many. This is what a victim soul is all about. This is truly the charism of our community. The Lord laments and says, "You do not know what you're asking." But they still think they do. So they tell Jesus, "Yes, we can." And then He said, "Yes, you will share in my chalice. But to be at the right or my left, this is not mine to give." Now, remember that Jesus Himself is obedient to the Father. Jesus also had to say, "Let this chalice pass from me, but your will, Father, be done." Now He's trying to teach us to do the same. Instead of asking for things, to ask, "What is your will, Father? That your will be done." And so the mission of Jesus Christ is to bring us to be sons and daughters who are seeking to do the will of the Father. And at that point, the other 10 became indignant at the two brothers. And so Jesus summons them all and gives them this teaching that is an application to the situation that is just going on. And the Lord teaches us too that you want to be great, you shall be a servant. You shall be a slave. Now, if we look at the history of the world and the history of Christendom, and even the history of the church, my dear family, only the saints understand this. How much even in the church we want positions, we want to be important. And the Lord is saying, "You want to be great? Be the servant." How marvelous those who live their whole lives giving themselves for the sake of others. And who is the best example of this? Jesus Himself. He tells us, "Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many, to rescue many." That's the victim soul. Giving our lives, one with Jesus, with His power, to ransom many. And I would like to go quickly now to the first reading, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. All this, St. Paul tells us, we hold these treasures in earthen vessels, means we have to be careful because we break easily. But we are humble. We are nothing on our own. We're just a bunch of clay, earthen vessels. But we hold this surpassing power of God that is not from us. So how can we boast or be proud? Anything we have is a gift of God we carry on earthen, in earthen vessels. And then He says how we are afflicted, persecuted, struck down, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus. That's St. Paul. Do we want this? Do we love Jesus enough to be willing to be struck down, persecuted, carry in our bodies His death? We cannot do it on our own, but with grace, everything is possible. God bless you.